White County prepares for senior night. Stone Memorial earns a big district victory over Cookeville, and Livingston gets set to take on DeKalb. This is the High School Playbook. White County takes down Cock County at home on Friday behind a balanced scoring effort with four different Warriorettes in double figures. Head coach Michael Dodgen joins us now. Coach, offensively, what do you think changed from the first half to the second last night? Because I know that's where y'all were able to really build that lead and expand upon it.
Well, we had 12 turnovers in the first half. We ended up with, I think, 16 for the game. So we had four in the second half. So we took advantage of things, and obviously we made some shots and got in transition a little bit. And when we did that, I thought, you know, we played pretty good. We got up there 26, I think, with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth, and we had to subbed a little bit to let some of the younger kids play since we play again tonight. And, you know, they go on a 9-0 run immediately, so we had to stick some kids back in, and we ended up finishing the game the way we needed to.
When it comes to the turnovers, Coach, what's the key to fixing that? Is it just communication? Is it just better decision-making? How do you fix that on the fly like that?
We've got to see things a lot quicker. I think we saw the open kid or the open player last night early, and we just hesitated to throw the basketball. And when we waited, it gave them time to, you know, get in passing lanes or be able to make a play. And we just got to make our decisions better and a little bit quicker. And I felt like we did that in the second half.
Again, I mentioned it earlier, four different players in double figures last night. How important is that balance? I know that we talk a lot about maybe Gracie or Mia when it comes to scoring because teams are going to focus on those two a lot. But when you have four players that can finish in double figures, can shoot the ball, can pretty much score off the dribble, how important is that in terms of being a lot harder to guard?
Well, it's huge, especially at this point of the year, because you're getting everybody's best defensive efforts right now. You know, I think last night was the fourth game in a row that, you know, Gracie's been face guarded. Mm-hmm. I might have to put a mask on her since it's COVID season to keep people so close away from her. But, you know, we're seeing a lot more of that now, and they're trying to take her out of the picture, which is fine because, you know, we've got other players that can step up and make shots and score at a rapid pace. And you know, those are the things that are going to help you throughout the postseason, because the farther you get, the better the teams get defensively. And, you know, we've got to be able to capitalize and score on those things.
You mentioned, obviously, the farther you get, the better teams get defensively. I know that a lot of people love to say that the scoring goes down and the pace slows down a lot when you get closer to postseason play because everybody really focuses on defense. How important, then, is someone like Morgan Quick when it comes to stretching the floor, shooting the ball well, playing defense? How important is her role when it comes down to things like that?
Well, it's really big. Her and Elena are probably the two that get helped off of the most on our basketball team. And Morgan and Elena have the ability to score 15, 16 points a night for us. And, you know, even in the Cookeville game, Morgan got left open quite a bit. Last night, they left Elena open quite a bit. So we're seeing some different variants of how people are guarding us. And once you get into postseason play, you got to have some people step up in big roles. Obviously, with Mia, and Gracie, those are our top three that, you know, need to score and get in there close to their averages every night. But when you can have other kids, you know, pick up the pace and do the things that they need to do, you're not going to fall off much offensively. I mean, I think right now, going into tonight, we're averaging 71 points a game. You know, do I expect that to stay through the region tournament and district tournament? I hope it does, because if it does, we're going to win a lot of ball games. But if it doesn't, we've got to find ways to grind out wins, you know, if the score's in the 40s and the 50s, kind of like we did the other night against Cookeville. And therefore, we've got to be really good defensively. And when we can do that, we're going to be okay.
When you have games like that and you have players like that that are being left open, like you mentioned with Morgan and Elena, does the important factor in that then become just having the confidence to just take the shot if it's there and not worrying about missing or making it?
Well, it does, 100%. And you still have to continue to run your offense. You know, a lot of times when people leave, you know, players open, they're hoping you take a quick shot. And you know, a lot of the teams in our league, as you've covered with Stone and Warren County and Cookeville, they rebound the basketball really, really well. So if they can limit you to one shot and that's it, some nights you're going to struggle. You know, I felt like that was one positive that we had not only last night, but Tuesday night against Cookeville, I felt like we rebounded the basketball extremely well. You know, Cookeville didn't shoot it particularly well that night, but you know, we didn't give them many second chance opportunities. So, you know, if you can rebound the basketball very well in those situations, it helps you tremendously. And, you know, we talk about it all the time, this day and age, or this time of the year, I should say, you're not going 5-on-5 contact for 2 hours. You're refining your offenses and doing a lot of things. Well, we're refining our offenses, but we're doing a lot of shooting. So we're trying to put people in those situations to where they can make open shots.
Coach, you mentioned it earlier. You obviously have a game tonight. You have senior night tonight. Talk about this group of seniors and how important they've been to this program, because I know that obviously they've played a big role in the team these last couple of years.
Well, it's a good group of kids. You know, you go all the way down the line. You got Taylor Rittenberry and Nanaka Brown that are two seniors that probably, you know, aren't on the floor a lot for us. Last night, Nanaka started for us for the first time, and tonight Taylor will start for us. Those are kids that, you know, show up every day. They practice hard every day and do what they're supposed to do. You go to Addison Frazier, who's had probably as good a year as I could have imagined for her this year. And she just had to wait her turn. You know, she was playing behind Kendry and Candon Reeves for 4 years. She just had to wait her turn, and she's taken full advantage of it. You know, Morgan, you talk about Morgan, and you and I have talked about Morgan quite a bit. Morgan's just one of those kids that plays defense, makes open shots for us, and plays hard. You know, obviously, the two that have played since they were freshmen is Mia Murray and Gracie. And, you know, Mia overcame a knee injury. She's overcame losing her mom, you know, to a battle with cancer. Mm-hmm. So Mia's had some struggles that normal high school kids don't have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And she's fought through that phenomenally. And she's had a great senior year, and I'm excited for her. And, you know, Gracie is great. You know, I've probably coached Gracie since she was 5 years old, whether it be youth league, whether it be AAU, whether it be high school, whatever it may be. And, you know, just to be able to be a part of a small part of her basketball career has been fantastic for me and been fantastic for my family. You know, we may not always agree on everything. We may butt heads, and I'm hard on her. But, you know, I think she's proven herself to be one of the, you know, elite players in this area.
Again, White County will host McMinn County Saturday night for senior night. That was White County head coach Michael Dodge. And, Coach, thanks for getting on here with us today.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Clay County wins their 10th district game of the season on Friday as they take down Red Boiling Springs 54-28. Head coach Matthew Walker joins us now. Coach, what stuck out to you the most about last night's win?
I thought our defensive effort was really, really good, especially after the first quarter. You know, they got some easy stuff. We talked about in our game plan. They got that early in the first quarter on us. And after that, the second and third quarter especially, we really seemed to lock in.
What do you think changed in terms of just defense? You think were you able to get them in, you know, were you able to get them to fast break more? Were you able to turn them over more? What do you think changed?
Well, we just played without fouling. You know, we've been too handsy and trying to block shots, trying to steal passes, and for the most part, that second and third quarter, we just played them straight up without reaching, without hacking, and was able to keep them off the free throw line, make them take some tough shots over us, and then we could get out in transition.
Do you think kids kind of sometimes get a little caught up in blocks and steals nowadays on defense instead of just forcing tough shots? Because I know that, obviously, forcing tough shots isn't flashy. It's not really a box score thing. Do you think kids kind of get caught up in that sometimes nowadays?
All the time. You know, and that's something that we talk about all the time is, the person that blocks the shot, the person that steals the pass, you know, they're the ones that look good. But a lot of times, you know, your best defenders aren't the flashy ones. They don't have all the blocks. And, you know, they're not reaching, gambling, trying to steal the ball. You know, there's something to be said for a person that just stays in front of their person and forces a tough shot.
I feel like she's also Briley's kind of been quiet these past couple of weeks, but she has a really, really big game with over 20 points, 9 rebounds. What did you like most about that effort from her?
Well, the last time we played Red Bull, and Browley was coming off an injury, and she really, really struggled. I think she had 5 walks against them. I don't even know if she scored against them last time. But she really struggled, and I kind of told them in practice that it was like seeing a whole new girl out there that, you know, Red Bull hadn't really seen Browley yet, and she really came out and established herself early, and I thought it was one of the best games she's had this season.
as competitive as I know she is, and watching y'all play, how important and how much of a positive sign is this heading into postseason play coming up very soon, that one of your best players seems like they're really getting on track now?
Well, it's really good. You know, she has struggled a little bit lately, and she is one of our best players, and we're going to have her for our postseason run. And you know, she always works hard. It's just good to see it go in the hole for her, and hopefully get her confidence back up and get her back to that same dominant player she was last year.
We mentioned her rebounding, 9 of your 46 rebounds. It had to feel good to see your kids crashing the glass like that, really holding Red Bull into one shot. How important was that for the defensive effort your team put together last night?
It was huge. That was one of our goals for the game. You know, we know that Red Bull is a really scrappy team, and they play extremely hard. So we knew that you know, one of the keys would be to match their effort on the boards and not give them any second chance points. And then you know, I felt like we could guard them pretty good. But we just had to match their effort on the boards and limit them to one shot.
Coach, when I look at the district standings right now, it looks a lot about like how like a lot of people thought it would look this year, with you guys, Pickett, and Clark Range right there at the top. Tell me, what is it that makes the top part of this district so tough?
Well, for one, there's a lot of talent in the Upper Cumberland. I look at the senior classes especially. A lot of those kids have all played AAU together. You know, we've got some kids, and Pickett and Clark Range, all those kids kind of played AAU together. And we've been having some battles with Clark Range and Pickett, the same type of girls, since third grade. So I know that they started off especially young. And, you know, it's going to be a tough class to replace across Upper Cumberland.
I think one thing me and you have definitely talked about before is just the importance of positioning yourself in the standings before the district tournament, especially now that the double bye is in effect. How important is that second bye? Everyone would love to have the first round off, but having the first two rounds off, how much of a difference does that make, really?
Well, number one, the double bye puts you automatically in the region tournament. That's kind of where we were sitting last year at third place last year. We got the single bye and then got upset in the next round and unfortunately missed out on the region tournament. And that's a case of if anybody can get hot, and Trail got hot last year and sent us home. So number one, it secures you a spot in the region. And number two, you know, the higher your seed, the more home games you're going to have. And obviously in our district, you know, you want to play at home. You don't want to go to Pickett or don't want to go to Red Bull or to Clark Range. So those home games are really, really huge.
Have you brought up last year at all in terms of just keeping that in mind, that anybody can get hot and anybody can be beaten at any point? Have you brought that up at all to kind of just give your girls that reminder?
We have. You know, we've talked about making sure we win the games that we're supposed to win and not overlooking anybody. We've also brought up the importance of seeding and, you know, how important it is to get that guaranteed region game, especially this year. You never know who's going to be quarantined or who could turn up sick. And so it's nice to have that guarantee that you're in the region no matter what.
Clay County takes on 2A Power Macon County later today. Again, that's head coach Matthew Walker. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Stone Memorial gets a big senior night win over Cookeville on Friday night, and they control their destiny now for the district tournament because of it. Joining us now is Stone coach Mike Buck. Coach, first off, talk about this group of seniors. How much did you enjoy celebrating them last night?
Yeah, it's a special group. It really is. They've meant a whole lot to our program over the last, you know, during their time here. And you know, I really felt like they were focused and played super last night. I was excited to see that the fans could get back in the building, and, you know, some of them could, and love on them some, played a really good Cookeville team and played really, really well against them. So, and we had to beat them, and just really felt like, you know, these seniors were locked in and really led us to a good victory last night.
We've talked a lot about how different the entire season has looked because of the restrictions on attendance. And I know that obviously you would have loved to have had your fans for most of the season in there, but it had to be good to at least one of the first games you get them back for. It's senior night, and they get to, like you said, love on these girls.
Yeah, and at one point, like I said, Cookeville's really good. We played really good in the first half. You know, our second quarter, you know, we were so locked in defensively that, you know, Cookeville didn't score any points. And it's obviously that's a rarity. That doesn't happen. But to play that good defensively and then still, you know, go on a run offensively, I think it was, you know, that's as good, you know, a basketball, high school basketball display, you know, as I've seen, you know, in a long, long while. So that was really special. And you know, I just felt like I need, you know, I wanted the fans, they were supportive. They were excited about it, but, and I just wanted to, you know, them to give those girls a little extra love, and they did. And it was really cool to watch, you know, how hard they played, how focused they were. I told somebody after the game that, that focus that they had last night, because they understand the big picture, what's at stake here and all with the hosting of the league and all. And you mentioned we control our own destiny. So, being able to, you know, to stay focused, that zoned in type focus that we saw from them last night, it was really felt like last year at the state tournament. That's how the girls were last year. You know, just how completely locked in on their task ahead. And it was really cool to get some of our fans back there. I know a lot of people watched it on Facebook Live and stuff. Yeah, this is a really good group of girls that we, you know, everybody wants to see and wants to be there and to support them. And they're having to do it different ways this year for obvious reasons. But it really hasn't deterred how hard our girls have worked and how, you know, how well they've played.
Coach, you know, I think a lot of young kids nowadays, when we look at defense, a lot of kids get caught up in steals and creating turnovers and blocks, and they get caught up in kind of the flashy stats of it. But one thing I think your team did really well last night was running Cookeville off the three-point line and forcing them to take shots they weren't comfortable with taking. How important is that against multiple teams in this district that obviously a lot of teams in this district can shoot the ball very well?
Yeah, this is a really good league. It really is. And you mentioned that, just to get kids to play defense is hard anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. But then to play it and play it at such a high level of intensity and focus is even more special. But yeah, our league is full. Cookeville's really good. White County's really good. Kids that can catch and shoot, and so we just try to, you know, find strengths and weaknesses there and try to, as a team, you know, look to take away strengths and force you to play through your weaknesses, and then work some nights it doesn't, you know, but, I've got a group of girls here who really believe, and that's what we stack it up and say every day, you know, for the games and stuff is that, you know, with its defense, we hang our hat on that end. That's something that we feel like we can control night in, night out. You know, when we went to Cookeville a couple weeks ago, you know, we didn't shoot the ball well at all. You know, that was part, you know, a big part of that was Cookeville's defense. But we were 0 for 11 from the 3-point line at Cookeville, scored 40 points, right? Well, we scored 42 in the first half last night. And a lot of our offense last night was created off of really good defense. So, that's kind of been our program identity up here for the last, you know, few years. We've obviously gotten good players and good that can go score buckets and make shots in different ways. But every girl that puts that uniform on up here, they realize that we got to sit down and we got to work hard defensively, because that is our bread and butter. That's what's got us to where we are.
Coach, after watching this team in person several times, I think I can safely say at this point, I don't think I've seen a team play with more energy or more passion than this team does. How important is that to what y'all are able to do, the culture y'all been able to build, playing with that passion and that energy?
Yeah, it's everything. You know, when we took over this, you know, we were the program had kind of fallen a little bit, and we just really it's all about culture and expectations. When we took over the boys program here, when Stone was first built in 06, you know, kind of built it on the philosophy of wanting to be, to year in, year out, be in the conversation as one of the best programs in the state of Tennessee at the AA level at that time, you know. And so when we took over the girls, we brought that same mentality, which that influences every choice that you make, everything you do in the weight room, every individual workout that you go through, it influences everything. And so that mentality of you know, kind of a, just to put your hard hat on and go to work, you know, show up every day and work hard. It's kind of an old cliche, but it doesn't change. You know, that's still the foundation.
Stone will take on Clark Ranch for the third time this season, this coming Tuesday. But that was Stone Memorial head coach Mike Buck. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir. Warren County uses a big fourth quarter to take down Ray on Friday night. Joining me now is Warren County head coach Chris Sullins. Coach, what went right for your guys there in the fourth quarter that maybe wasn't happening in the first three?
I thought we started understanding the importance of the basketball game, and it's that simple. I mean, I just all credit goes to Ray County. Those kids really battle. Coach Walker he's done a really good job this year, you know, as a new coach and the whole COVID deal. You don't get a lot of summer type work, and those kids just really got after us, and they, you know, some shots were falling, and I think we were down maybe 12 with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And CJ, he had hit a couple big shots, and a kid like Caden Rutledge, I think he had two or three offensive rebounds that kept possessions alive. And we just we got on one of those spurts that we're known to go on, and you know, just pulled one out.
Coach, I don't know if there's anything that CJ can do at this point that would surprise anybody, but I mean, 38 points again. He's played really fantastic the last couple of weeks. Is there anything this kid can't do on a basketball floor?
If there is, I haven't seen it, and that's one of the quietest 38 points that I've ever witnessed. When we went in the locker room, you know, after the game, you had people asking, how many points you think you had? And I said, probably 24 to 25. And you look at me, he had 38. I mean, I think he was 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. You know, just a kid that we're kind of on his back right now offensively, and he's scoring it really well inside, outside. You know, he wasn't feeling well at the first of the basketball game, and then I guess I'll give a plug to a Snickers candy bar because he tells me a Snickers candy bar is kind of what got him going.
So, Coach, tell me, what's the message to the seniors at this point in the year when, you know, obviously this year's been very different and it hasn't looked anything at all like a normal year, but we've made it through the season this far. What's the message to the seniors as far as closing this year out, especially the regular season, and going into postseason on a good run?
Well, the message is this. We're going to take it one game at a time, and the next game is the most important game they're going to play. And I guess what we've tried to get through to them is, you know, this is kind of your last ride. You know, you've probably got 5 to 6 more basketball games total, or you're guaranteed that many, and then you're going to get to the point in the season where you're going to have to play well. You just can't have those type slip-ups. You can't have those type nights where you have off nights or you're not mentally engaged. We're going to lean on those guys. I mean, we've leaned on them for almost 2 years, you know, as their junior and senior class. They have, they've done an outstanding job of getting us to a point where I think we're respectable, here in the upper Cumberland and the mid state. I'm going to enjoy it, and I hope they enjoy it. And that's something that we've talked about too. I mean, it was kind of taken away from some guys last year in some sports, and then this year there was a lot of uncertainty. So we tell them every time you step on the floor, enjoy it, have fun with it, but make sure we put our best foot forward.
You mentioned the next game being the biggest game, as always, and you have a really big one coming up on this Tuesday when you host Cookeville. You guys control your own destiny. That's got to be a good position to be in as far as if you win this game, you've locked up the district at that point.
Well, I mean, you hit it on the head. We've heard that, you know, for all week, and then rightfully so. I mean, we've kind of earned that as far as controlling our own destiny, and that's what we're worried about. We're not worried about anybody else, what else is going on in the district or region or anything like that. It's about us playing Cookeville on senior night. We've got to get out and got to get out to a good start, got to have a couple good days of practice where we understand Cookeville's got a very talented basketball team who is only getting better each time out, and you know, they're not going to come in and say, hey, it's their Warren County senior night, so we're just going to come in and kind of let them do what they want to do. I mean, Coach Hurd does an outstanding job. The controlling their own destiny, our kids have to understand what that means. We are in control of it. I mean, we can't worry about other teams and those type things. We've got to do what we do. We've got to take care of the basketball. We've got to rebound it. The effort's got to be there. We can't do what we do what we did last night, which I thought was kind of get off to a late start. Just to understand the importance of it, we've talked about it in the locker room last night. I mean, we're kind of guaranteed a share of the district title, but I don't think anybody gets into this to share it. We kind of we want the banner to say district season champs, not district co-season champs. So it's up to our young men and our coaching staff to do what we're supposed to do Tuesday night, which is bring the kind of effort that we have to win this basketball game.
Coach, I've heard you say several times that, you know, you consider, with last season ending, you consider yourselves the former district champs, not, you know, the defending. Last year was special for this group. I know it was. How special would this year be to win the district title 2 years in a row after going however many years it was without winning one?
Well, it's big special in this aspect. It's just been a trying year for a lot of basketball teams. And if you'd have told me there in December when we were going to be shut down for 24 days and we didn't get to see each other and those type of things, if you told me we'd be in this position, I'd kind of say, I kind of doubt it. I was a little concerned about how we would respond to that. But looking back, and I don't want our administration to do it anytime soon, but looking back, the shutdown may have been a good thing for us in this aspect. You had a lot of football kids that probably needed some rest that we weren't going to be able to give them because we were going to be playing a lot of basketball. I think our kids came back fresh during that time. It would just be special in this aspect. It's just been a while for Warren County. I mean, I've said it many times. This is no disrespect to anything that's happened in the past. But Warren County was not a tough out for many, many years. I mean, I may get in trouble when I say these type of things. A lot of times people wanted to put Warren County on the schedule because they knew it was two wins. And Warren County kind of looked at it like we're going to go play basketball. And as soon as we get done, we'll go eat.
Again, Warren County has a chance to lock up the district on Tuesday night when they host Cookeville. Head coach Chris Sullins. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for all you guys do for high school athletics.
Pinckney County takes a tough loss to Jackson County on Friday night. Joining us now is Bobcats head coach Joseph Aminette. Coach, I know you've had to battle through a lot of adversity these past couple of games, but you guys haven't stopped fighting. I know losses aren't what you play for, but the effort has to at least be encouraging for you, right?
Yeah, our effort's fantastic. You know, the last 2 weeks have really been interesting for us as a team. You know, a little over 2 weeks ago, we're sitting there at 12-3, just rolling right along, and John Parker Reagan gets a steal, goes up for a normal layup, and as he goes up, he looks a little awkward and comes down. We find out he tears his ACL. We go, you know, 14-day, you know, we win three in a row after that. We win that game. Go over to Clinton County, Kentucky, and battle a really hard team on a, you know, a 12-1 team in the state of Kentucky on a Sunday afternoon game. Lose by one. Getting ready for Clay County and Jackson County and Clark Range this week. And then, you know, Zach Aminette on Tuesday morning wakes up with a terrible food poisoning situation. Been sick for 5 days now, lost about 12 pounds, and we're on a 3-game losing streak. So it's been an interesting 2 weeks for us. But, you know, it's par for the course with this season. A lot of ups and downs. I'm just, you know, I hate it for John Parker, lose a 4-year starter. But, you know, if we're going to have some illness, if we're going to battle through some stuff, right now is the time to see what we're made of before district tournament gets started.
How important is a voice like his on the bench when he's not, if he's not able to play, he's at least able to, you know, maybe say what he's seeing to their guys. He's able to provide that leadership voice. How important is that?
It's really important. You know, he sees things. He's a veteran. He knows how to defend. He knows what other teams are going to run. He can, you know, we've had to be next man up a lot more than we thought we would have to be. And JP's really helped with that on the bench and helping these younger kids that don't have the experience to grow and get better, helping our team.
Looking at a guy like Hunter, I know that he, you know, I don't want to say benefited from Zach not being able to really go full speed last night, but he puts together a really, really good game for you. I feel like he's gotten a chance to shine these past couple of weeks, and, I mean, he's done a pretty good job of it.
He has. You know, he and Will have both stepped up for us and scored some points. And kept us in a couple of ball games when our, you know, anytime you got a kid that's averaging 25 points a game like Zach that gets sick and just a shell of himself, you know, for those two guys to step up and give us the points they have, they've really, really done well. We've just got to find a way to convert that into wins.
Coach, we've talked a lot about how tough this district is, but specifically looking at, you know, the top four, I feel like Jackson County is probably one of the most improved teams in the Upper Cumberland. What is it about them that makes them a difficult matchup?
Jackson County is a really well-coached team. They have a lot of length. They have a lot of maturity. They have a lot of kids that have played a lot of games, and they're a really, really patient team. You know, they might pass the ball 15 times in one possession. They never take a bad shot. And depending on how the game is played, you know, they're going to take a lot of high-percentage shots. I think last night they shot 4 3-pointers, and the rest of their shots were in the paint. So it's kind of a slugfest when you play them. And and they've got some height and some girth that goes with that.
When you look at this district, is it the coaching that makes it tough? Is it just all the talent? I mean, we've talked about how we believe that, you know, two of the best players in Tennessee Class A are in this district. Which part of it is harder to prepare for, the coaching in this district or the talent?
I mean, I think it goes hand in hand. I think the coaching's really good, but at the end of the day, you got to have, you know, you can be the best coach in the world, but you got to have talent. And I think there is a lot of talent in this conference. You know, I think last year we had three or four kids that were all state and probably two or three. You know, last year our whole first team all conference should have been all state. You know, this year again, it's just a really, really, really talented conference with some really good coaching. And when you put those two things together, you've got a fantastic conference, and that's what we have.
Coach, we've obviously also talked about, you know, how, you know, whether or not we expected to make it this far into the year due to COVID, due to all the restrictions. What's the message to you, to the seniors at this point? What's the message to them about, you know, finishing this year strong? I know JP obviously is having to do it in a different way, but what's the message to them right now?
You know, it's been we're really happy that we've got to the point where we're going to have a district tournament. You know, the message is, you know, just to stay on focus and deal with the distractions. And the distractions, I mean, they happen every day. Like this week, we've got four games. We played Sunday in a game that was scheduled for November, and we're playing today in a game that was scheduled for December. And then we've got another game that we've had to cancel our game with Cookeville. Us and Cookeville aren't going to get to play next week because we both had teams in our conference that need to reschedule, that we're both playing teams next week that we were supposed to play in December. So, you know, we've got a four-game week. I think Clark Range has had a four-game week. Poor Livingston Academy, I think they played eight games in 12 days. You know, what these kids, you know, and I think that's the thing, what these kids, especially these seniors, have had to go through to have a season this year, I don't think that fans, I don't know if anybody's going to appreciate it until years to come, because just the uncertainty that they've dealt with every single day, whether it's the game you're going to play, how many games you're going to play in a week, there's nothing about this season that's been normal. And I think it'll be a good life experience for all the people involved, especially the seniors.
Coach, you mentioned that you've got a couple games left on the schedule before district tournament time. What are you hoping to improve in these last couple of regular season games?
You know, we've got Clark Range and Gordonsville left. It's two games that we've got to win one of them to guarantee a second place finish. We need to win both games. You know, we need to get healthy. I've got to get Zach. Against Clay County the other night, you know, it's my fault. I've played in two games that he should not have played.
Again, that is Pickett County head coach Joseph Amonette. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
The DeKalb County Tigers get set to take on a red-hot Livingston Academy team later this afternoon. Joining me now is DeKalb County head coach John Sanders. Coach, in fact, this team has shown a lot of improvements this season from last. What area of the game do you think your group has improved in the most?
Well, here lately, we've been doing a lot more of taking care of the basketball and scoring the ball a little more. You know, early on in the season, we were averaging about 50 points a game, 45 a game, and we've been able to get up into the 60s, mid-60s the last several games. So I've been pleased with that. Especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
I know that obviously the development for a lot of the younger players on this team isn't done. I know that, you know, you still obviously have higher goals, but is there more of a sense of accomplishment now among the guys? They're starting to see their hard work pay off. They're starting to see the results happen a little bit more frequently.
Yeah, they are. You know, the vibe in the locker room has been good. You know, even after we lost those four games in a row, you know, we lost to some good teams and played well, just not well enough to win. And, you know, then, you know, obviously big win against Cannon County the other night, you know, helped out a lot. But, you know, they're working hard in practice, staying positive. They know they still have a real good shot to end the season on a high note and, you know, sort of have a good year, you know, something to be proud of. You know, we feel like we can make a run in the tournament and get to the region tournament this year.
Coach, one player that I think we need to talk about is Evan Jones, because I think he's playing some of the best ball amongst any post player in the Upper Cumberland. What's gotten into him recently?
Well, he's just I tell you what, this year has been a lot different for him. He's been, you know, he's working really hard, you know, in practice. He's really focused, and I don't know if, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with him signing at Tech, you know, and it probably does. You know, he's really proud of that, and he's anxious to go play there, but I think he's also wanting to prove that he's more than just a, you know, a football player, and he was, you know, he's really proud of the work that him and his football team did back in the fall, and so I think he's wanting to accomplish something in basketball before he leaves and sort of help leave his mark on this program.
Looking at the seniors on this team, Coach, with, you know, Evan and Luke, how important have they been to this team, and how important has their leadership been to this team this year? I know that this year has been anything but normal. How important is their leadership, especially in a year like this?
Oh, it's been really good. You know, Luke, that's probably one of the things he does the best is just, you know, staying positive, keep moving forward. And he runs cross country, so he's sort of used to, you know, the longer, I guess you could say the longer race, so to speak. And basketball is sort of that marathon. It's not really a sprint. And, you know, you're going to have highs and lows. And Luke's he does a good job of trying, you know, keeping everybody level-headed and motivated and moving forward when things aren't going our way. And, you know, Evan's been a lot better about that this year as well. They've both been really good leaders. I've been really proud of them this year.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this ever since I heard someone say this, because I asked someone to describe Luke for me, and the way they said it was, Luke is that guy that there's not a soul in DeKalb that doesn't love Luke Jenkins. Do you find that to be true?
Oh yeah, I would say you're exactly right. He's just a good, happy kid. You know, he's always in a good mood. You know, just fun to be around. You know, he has a good time. He works hard at whatever he's doing, and just brings positive energy. You know, he really helps our practices out a lot. You know, if you know me or Coach Vance or somebody, you know, we've had sort of a long day and you're sort of worn out. Sometimes it's hard to bring energy, you know, and he's always bringing it, you know, and that's, I mean, that's really good. That's what a leader does. You know, they pick up the slack when others, you know, drop the ball or whatever, but you're exactly right. Whoever described him and said that, you know, they hit the nail on the head for sure.
So, Coach, I know you guys have accomplished a lot this year. You've shown that improvement from last year to now. What are some more of the goals you've laid out for in front of this team to end the season?
Well, I think, you know, we've got four games left, and we feel like we've got a shot to win every one of them. Three of the teams we've played that we have left to play, we've already beat. So, you know, the challenge there is just making sure that we win those games again. And then, you know, obviously Livingston today, you know, it was a close game at our place, tie ball game with about 3 minutes to go. And, you know, we just really did not execute offensively that game like we wanted to. They did a good job of just leaving some plays very physical. Mm-hmm. And we had a hard time getting the ball inside to Evan. So that's been a focus this week, just doing a better job taking care of the ball, making sure we get post touches. But, you know, we feel like we've got a shot to win these next four games. And, I think that the boys believe that they can do that. So that's our goal. Win these next four. And then, you know, we're figuring if we do that, we're going to end up about anywhere from fourth to fifth in the district, get to host a first round district game. And then, you know, hopefully from there, have a chance to make it to the region.
Coach, this is a Livingston Academy team that's played a lot of games in the past couple of weeks. Is part of the game plan to maybe kind of run a little bit more, maybe see if you can tire them out early?
Yeah, you know, we thought we might try to do that a little bit at our place, and we were able to cause a few turnovers and stuff. We still aren't as good a pressing team as I'd like to be, but I think we're doing a little bit better job of playing faster.
Again, the Tigers battle with Livingston Academy today at 3:30. That's head coach John Sanders. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Rusty.
Jackson County picks up a big district win on Friday over Pickett County. Here to talk about it now is Jackson County head coach Kevin Thomas. Coach, tell me about it. How big of a win was that for you and your guys last night?
Well, it was just, it was just a really big win to give us an opportunity. I think, you know, that opens the door for us to, if we can win Monday night against Trousville County, we can end up third in the district.
Tell me, Coach, what was the plan going into this game? Obviously, I know Zach Amonette wasn't at 100%, but what was the plan going in to maybe take advantage of that and just kind of, to get a big district win?
Well, you know, we just we come into it, and, you know you've got to guard both those Amonette kids and the Wattenberger kid, and, you know, we just tried to give help off of those other two, and we just knew we had to continue to score the ball. I mean, if you're going to beat them up there at their place, you're going to have to score the ball. And I thought that we continued to do that throughout the game.
Coach, we've talked about, I think the last time we spoke, we talked about how hard it is to game plan for your guys. Tell me, how hard is it to game plan for Pickett County when they're at 100% and they've got the scoring threats they do? How hard is it to truly game plan for that?
Well, you know, I mean, they're very, very guard oriented. And, you know, I mean, just have to really, really make them have to earn everything they get and try to get them off the dribble. And because, I mean, they've got three kids there that can really score the ball. And, you know, I think Wattenberger had 27 against Clay, had 26 against me last night. And Zach Amonette had 15, and Will Amonette had 14 again last night. So, I mean, they've got three kids that could really score it.
Let's talk about some of your guys, Coach. First, Eli Burris. I feel like these are the kind of games where late in the year, seniors step up and they really provide a big boost to the team. And I think that's exactly what he did last night. What did you like most about what he gave you?
Well, I'll just tell you, he's not just settling for that three. I think he hit one three last night and still had 20. I mean, he offensive rebounded the ball last night, had a put back or two, and drove to the basket there and got fouled, made some shots. I mean, he's starting to score in different ways, which is very big for us.
Describe his work ethic, because a lot of people I talk to about Eli, well, the first thing they rave about is his work ethic. They rave about how he's the first one to practice. He's one of the hardest workers. Is that one of his best traits as an athlete and as a kid that you've coached?
It is. I mean, he really loves the game of basketball, and he comes in early. And you know, I tell you, he's got a knack. He's got that basketball mindset. I mean, the game kind of comes easy to him. He understands it. And, you know, just like last night, I had to put him in I trust him more with the ball, you know, because we have, you know, to inbound the ball in big situations, you know, the first thing is you got to get it in. And he does a good job of that, and we trust him to make sure that we're getting the ball right where we want to get it to.
What's the message to him and the other seniors on this team? What's the message to them? Because obviously this has been a very, very weird year. We've talked about that numerous times, I feel. What's the message to them about finishing this year strong? You're in a good position right now. You could potentially maybe work your way up to maybe getting a double bye at some point. What's the message to them on finishing this regular season strong?
Well, the message of my team is we're outside of Eli and Chris, we're pretty young. And I just really believe this team has a lot of potential. And I keep telling them that, you know, this is where you've got to believe in yourself, that, you know, we've shown that we can play with anybody, you know, in our league and in our region. And so now it's up to us to go out and do it. And to do that, we're going to have to really believe in ourselves, because I really feel like this team has an opportunity to make some noise here in February.
When we talked before the year started, Coach, you were adamant that this team, if it did what it needed to do, it could be in a good position like this heading into postseason play. Do you think the kids at some point along the way finally started to buy into that and finally started to see what they could actually accomplish?
I think so. You know, we had a sophomore that really, you know, I think he's a kid. There's another one that could really come along for us here late in the year. And Kendrick Brown, he ended up with 10 points last night, and there's games where he hadn't scored at all, but he's so athletic, but his confidence level is not where it needs to be. But he's shown the last couple games it's coming up, you know. And I had another young kid, Hayden Stacy, my starting point guard, went 8 for 8 last night in the fourth quarter. You know, there were free throws, ended up with 16 for the game. You know, he's a guy that doesn't average that, but I mean, people are kind of leaving him open, and he hit 2 threes last night. And it's all about, you know, those two kids and their confidence level, and two young kids that believe in themselves.
Coach, when you say that you don't believe this team is, you know, even scratched its potential yet, obviously it says you speak very, it speaks very highly of how talented these young kids are. How good do you think this team could truly be whenever it gets to that full potential?
Well, I mean, between you and I really feel like that this team, you know, has a shot to be in Murfreesboro. I mean, I really believe that. I think we've got the, you know, that we've got the material and I guess you could say we've got all the right pieces. If we continue to put it together, and I think we'll have a shot if we continue to prove.
Coach, it feels like deja vu because I'm pretty sure the last time I spoke to you, you had a big game coming up against Trousdale County, and that's what you've got this coming Monday. What's the key here? Because, again, this is a big game between two top four teams, and it's teams that are jockeying for position. What's the key here?
Well, you know, one thing for us, the key is, I mean, we have to offset their athleticism some by really playing smart and playing together. I think they're the most athletic team in our league.
Again, that is Jackson County head coach Kevin Thomas. Coach, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.